Good morning. My mother came to live with us 12 years ago, right after my father, Olav HaShalom, passed away. There was never any question of her living anywhere else. I am an only child. There was never any question of her being able to live alone. She could not sleep alone, even for one night. I know this is a very common occurrence among elderly widows. Luckily, we had prepared somewhat for this. We had already built a separate floor as a guest room, so she had where to go, and she had her privacy as well. I feel it's critical not to have your privacy invaded. This makes for a much smoother transition for everyone in the family. Initially, I attempted to have my mother's friends come visit her at my house. I encouraged her to return their phone calls. I even offered to drive them anywhere they wanted to go. My mother rejected all of this. When the children were still small, my mother was helpful with them. We had a very active household, and it kept her very busy. She was an integral part of the family. As the children got older, they were out of the house for longer periods of time. She had less to do and fewer people to talk to. She still would not hear of going to any senior citizen event. She really only wanted me to be her sole source of entertainment. She began to deteriorate. She was extremely paranoid and hostile. She could not stay alone in the house for even 15 minutes. She would wake up every night screaming ridiculous things. She would accuse my family of terrible things. I decided to take advice from family and friends and take my mother to a psychiatrist. The first psychiatrist was adamant about hospitalizing her right away. He couldn't communicate with her, although he spoke her language fluently. The second psychiatrist, whom my husband recommended, was a much better fit. He understood her limitations, and after the neurologist ruled out any physical problems, prescribed medication to alter her moods and manage her paranoia. Her anxiety was lessened. Her dementia is an ongoing disease. This cannot get better. It can only get worse. I believe that it's very difficult to have an elderly parent that is suffering from dementia living with his or her family. This disease affects and infects everyone in the family. I think what's most important is to realize that this is not fixable. It is somewhat manageable. It's important to know that what you're doing for your parent is for his or her benefit, not yours. By that I mean that if he wants to stay in bed till 1, let him. If he doesn't want to go out, don't force him. If he's not interested in things you think he should be interested in, that should be fine. Our main thrust should be to keep our parents comfortable and make life pleasant. I know that sometimes my mother doesn't know who I am or who children are, but when she sees the activity going on in my house, I know it makes her happy to be here. And I know it makes her happy to be part of it. We don't know what the future holds. That's why we take it one day at a time. With God's help, she'll be able to continue.